Hello, this is SBS News in Easy English. The United Nations has condemned a suicide bombing outside a court in Islamabad that killed 12 people and injured dozens. Pakistani officials blamed Afghanistan for aiding the militants, which Kabul denied. The attack came hours after militants stormed a school near the Afghan border, killing three. UN spokesperson Farhan Haq says the international community must act firmly against terrorism.
The Secretary General is deeply saddened by the reported suicide attack, and he extends his condolences to the families of the victims and wishes a full recovery to those injured. The Secretary General condemns acts of violence and terrorism in the strongest terms. He reiterates that all perpetrators of terrorism must be held accountable, and he calls for a full investigation.
Liberal MPs and senators will meet today for talks on a formal policy on climate change and energy. A party room meeting has been called for midday in Canberra, where members will discuss their approach to the issue. Liberal MP Melissa McIntosh told 2GB that Labor's renewables-only strategy is harming industry.
Had a foundry, Australia's biggest foundry producing steel in our defence industry, at risk of closing because of energy prices. Something needs to be done. Our country is breaking because of where we're going, the direction we're heading in.
It is becoming increasingly difficult to buy a home in Australia's inner cities, according to a new report from property listings platform Domain. The data shows a widening gap between what buyers can afford and the prices of freestanding homes currently on the market. In Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, house hunters are typically seeking properties around $300,000 below the median listing price. Outside Sydney, however, the gap begins to close once buyers search beyond 10 kilometres from the city. In cricket, former England captain Ian Botham has raised questions about the team's Ashes preparations. England did not have their full squad of players in Perth until last Sunday and will play one internal match before the series opener in the Western Australian capital on November 21. All but one of Australia's Ashes squad, meanwhile, are warming up with the red ball in domestic Sheffield Shield matches around the country. Botham says England will need more than one match to get ready.
It's not the way I would prepare. I think historically you have to acclimatise when you come down here. You've got to remember there's 24 and a half million people you're playing against, not 11. And to start in Perth was an interesting decision after Fortress Gabba. But I'm wondering if they think perhaps get England, they're not doing a lot apart from net bowling or what have you, because the ball does get quicker and the light's different. And you've got the Fremantle Doctor. There's all kinds of things that go into the melting pot.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.